Welcome to Church Media HQ. My name is Luke Clayton, and I want to thank you for joining us for today's episode. Now, before we get started, please take a moment to subscribe wherever you're watching or listening. We're available on just about every podcast platform, as well as on YouTube and on Facebook. And if you are watching on YouTube or Facebook, remember to like this video because that helps it get seen by more church leaders like you. Now, today's guest is Jason Stroll. Jason is the founder of Butter. Butter is a video company that helps churches and other organizations with their video needs, specifically in the area of motion graphics and animation. I had a really insightful conversation with Jason. He's got a lot of experience in the field of media. Be sure to connect with him at his website. That's butterygoodness.co, butterygoodness.co, or you can check the show notes to see his website and other ways to connect with him. Well, let's get to our conversation with Jason Stroll. So welcome back, Jason Stroll. Good to have you with us.
Yeah, good to be here the second time. Round two. I didn't mess up too bad the first time.
No, not at all. Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the first time. Our editor and producer, Bo, he really enjoyed it as well. He edits and produces all these episodes. But he was like, hey, I learned some stuff there, so... You're quite the wealth of knowledge. You definitely know your craft, so that's awesome.
Yeah, we're just getting started, and hopefully someone can get something from it. And I probably say a lot of stuff that people already know, but you know, there's always those tidbits and nuggets that you're like, oh, I didn't know that, or that could be helpful, or maybe refreshing on something could help somebody. So, yeah, hopefully we hit some good topics today that people can walk away with some knowledge to help implement into their projects.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always heard it said that true teaching, coaching, training, whatever, is taking people, what is it, from the known to the unknown. And so you have to build on what people maybe already know. And really, at some point, and to some extent, it becomes about kind of refining and reforming the skills that you already have or the little bit of rough, raw knowledge you already have and making it better. And I think that's what we're doing here. And because I mean, think about how many times... I don't know about you, but I have a pretty thick skull. So I think about all the different times I have to hear something over and over and over again for it to finally catch, you know, and I finally, you know, take action or whatever. So, I think whatever we have to say here today, even if it is something people already know, my thing is this, is whenever I hear people say, yeah, I know, I'm like, yeah, but do you? Like, you may know, but are you actually doing something about it? Yeah, that'll breach. Come on.
Get him.
So, but anyways, well, so Jason, just to give a little bit of, it's not been long since you were with us, but I don't know if you want to give some kind of updates on what's going on with you and everything there at you and your business and so on.
Can't remember exactly what I said last time, but it's just basically a company that helps churches and businesses with their custom video needs. It kind of is that and is developing more towards that. I will be looking to offer some more so like video announcement templates that'll be on my site. I'm looking to kind of gear more towards that as I kind of develop the company and things like that. And at companies at a new infancy stage, I feel like there's always that place where you're finding the most profitable and most helpful type of a product and thing that you're developing. So right now that's kind of where I'm at. So, I mean, for people who need custom, you know, video needs for their church, like a church reached out to me just a little bit ago. I did a Easter package for them, branding their church, making an up next video for new time guests, something that's more geared towards first time guests and visitors, like a introduction video for their main homepage on YouTube and something that they can have on their homepage when someone comes to visit, just different things like that that I'll do. And honestly, anything that's custom that you need like a specific video for, that's kind of like what I do. So that's kind of where I'm at and where I'm heading. And yeah, if anyone needs that, they can, you know, reach out to me for that specifically.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I can't emphasize enough that you are really good at what you do. And so, yeah, if there's anybody out there who needs, video work, and specifically there, kind of like what you were saying on the post-production in terms of the motion graphics and things like that, you really,
Absolutely, man,
you've really created some really cool stuff in that arena. So yeah, that's pretty awesome. Well, the thing about video, and I think, this, when I heard this, quote, it really, I don't know, I guess what I'm trying to say is it really stuck with me. And that is that all video is storytelling. And at first, that seems a little bit, you might want to push back. Not all video is storytelling. But really, if you think about it, even if you're, you know, watching our video right here, essentially what we're doing is we're sharing stories and experience and knowledge, yes, but a lot of it comes back to our story here. You know, a story is essentially unfolding, and it may not be the conventional, you know, story with the good guy, the bad guy, the damsel in distress and whatnot, but it is a story nonetheless. And whether you're watching a documentary or even the news, I mean, it's all a story in some way. And so when you understand that, that when you are making a video, you're telling a story. When you really embrace that, I have found, as we'll talk today, Jason, I'm sure you have as well, that your video becomes more effective when you realize, yeah, what I'm doing is telling a story, and I need to make this, the story factor of it, appeal to my audience. And so I know you have some thoughts on that. So let's dive right into this idea of storytelling.
Yeah, 100%. I love what you just said to start off with that, because the emphasis is so important. I think a lot of times for creatives, when we're stuck kind of like in our craft and we're the ones making it, we kind of get caught up in making it, because that's what we're doing. Like, you're literally holding the camera. You're literally setting up the lights. Everything you do is regarding the quality of what you're doing. And because that's the forefront of the product, it's very easy to miss the idea of the story and the idea of how it's going to be perceived when someone's watching it. Like, kind of visually creating that in your mind and imagining being that person watching that content, it kind of gets lost because it's not what's in front of you. It's so easy to be right engaged with what's in front of you. So like a good way to know if you're focusing on the story of the video is to ask yourself, am I just looking at the gear and everything like that, or have I taken a moment to think about my audience and sit down in their shoes for a second? Because if you haven't, then most likely you're probably missing that critical aspect of storytelling. And like, when it comes to one book that's really good on developing story, especially for me, what I would think of in storytelling might be a little bit different than what a book writer would think of, or necessarily like a narrative film, because I've worked with those and directors on that, but I've more specifically been heavy on the marketing side of things. So I feel like what I would say is going to lean a little bit more towards marketing, in the sense that I think a lot of people watching this podcast or listening to it would be church people, people connected with the ministry, I feel like. And so a lot of times the way that you do storytelling is connected to an audience, if that makes sense, in the sense that you're convincing them of something, and the way it's developed, it might be slightly different than necessarily just some narrative story or like a book like Chronicles of Narnia or something like that. Although there's a lot of similarities with that as well. But part of my direction and the way I think of storytelling is through a book called Story Brand. And that's, it's a lot to do with branding and telling a story. And more specifically, the story of the consumer or the person that you're, you know, branding towards, if that makes sense. So it's a little bit, so I don't know if we want to go, that's kind of the direction I'm thinking to talk towards.
Yeah, no, well, this is the, you mentioned Story Brand, and anybody who has been connected with our content here for any amount of time knows that this is a topic that we refer to from time to time. I highly recommend the Story Brand framework, their book, and their, you know, if you're able to afford their workshops and courses and things like that. It is a powerful framework, and it's really, when you look at it, it becomes very obvious as far as these different elements of story, and it seems very obvious, yet there are so many times that people completely miss this idea of, we're going to use the elements of story in marketing and in branding. That's where a disconnect very often happens, because we see this so many times, right? And and I actually have to – I throw this disclaimer, I should say, out there pretty often. It's not about picking on churches, because we actually see it happen in just with businesses and organizations in general, is the marketing becomes all about them and all about their business, all about their church, all about what they do. And while that is important, because yes, hey, you have to tell them what you do, and they have to know, you know, what they do, but why are you telling them what they do, and how can you tell them that in such a way to where it appeals to the consumer or to the person that you're trying to reach? And so yes, this idea of story brands, nothing new here, but it's definitely something that is always worth discussing, and I love getting different perspectives about it. So I guess then I would say let's look at some of these important factors, you know, to a compelling story. Maybe this framework.
Yeah, so one thing that's really important straight off the bat is what you already just tapped on a little bit, is people get focused on what they have to offer, and that's what they're making the video about. That's maybe the church. Like you're trying to get someone assimilated into the church, and you might come across assimilation heavy because you're wanting to get you know, saved, baptized, giving, involved in, you know, ministries, parking lot ministry, music ministry, whatever. And there's this heavy need that you need something from them. And so, especially if you're maybe a struggling church, or you feel that you're struggling, and maybe you have some goals that you're reaching for, and you're a little bit kind of like on edge, like we're looking to grow, you know, maybe the pastor is like in staff meeting, like, you know, putting some pressure on, like, hey, we need X amount of tithing families, you know, what are you doing? Are you an asset or a liability to the ministry? Like, and you're feeling pressure, you're trying to get these people coming. So sometimes your position in the ministry can kind of influence how you would make a video or market people or speak to them in person. So it's really important to understand that yes, although your ministry needs these things to move forward, the way that you speak to them cannot be so forefront with that at the front. So that being the case, StoryBrand does a good job at explaining the balance between, they use two different terms. They say that the person you're speaking to, they would be the hero and you would be the guide. So as you story brand something, you place them in the seat of attention. Now, I know this is going to sound terrible, especially within a church culture, but to make things, I'm just going to say it like the way that I see it, and someone might think differently, you might think differently, but to me, I think catering to a position, it's a very selfish mindset and a very like me-centric thing. And that's what works with people. And I hate to say it, but to me, it's like a little bit like, it's like catering to the selfish tendency of a person, to be honest. Yeah. That's how it comes across to me. It's like, it's making it about them. So when they hear this focus on them and everything's about them, it's like, oh yeah. It's like appealing to the first forefront. And to have yourselves kind of take a back seat as more of the guide and the help along the way type of a thing. It's a good framework for people seeing it up front. A lot of times, you know, especially when I feel like marketing has taken a huge turn over the last, you know, 20 years, but a lot of times you'd see people bragging about their statistics, like how many sales they've made or how much money they've made, or they would brag about themselves as they're trying to sell you something. That would be like their tactic. Like, I've done this, I've done that. Instead of focusing on what is this product doing for this person and how can I meet this problem that they have. So the framework that story brand does is it starts with a problem that the person has. And I love that, because that is what's going to grab someone's attention. Whatever the product is, whatever thing they're offering. That, now let's think about like in a church's context, what would be the problem with the people in your community? Well, number one, you need to know your community. Like, what is something that they're struggling with? There might be something like, maybe you live, you know, in Portland, and you know, during the riots and you know, all the racial injustice as it's understood within, you know, that culture and community, addressing that directly to how they're needing a response, especially in like a paid Facebook advertisement or a video or in a service that someone's visiting, to directly connect with that need would be very beneficial. But not in the sense of, you know, very me focused as a ministry, but them focused, if that makes sense. So So if you're making like a video or something, you know, regarding a community problem, start right off with that problem. You could ask a question: are you such and such, or is this happening in your life such and such? It's not like, you know, welcome to this church, or my name's pastor, whatever. That's not what you start with. Although you can mention your church name, you can mention the pastor somewhere in the video if you'd like, but I think starting with the most important thing, showing like, hey, I empathize with you. I understand what you're going through. Why in the world would they even watch the video or consider what you're saying? You have to empathize with their problem to show them that, hey, you speak of it in a way like, you know, you're asking the question, is this happening in your life? And then it's implying that, oh, this person's probably going to address this topic maybe in a way that can help me. So it definitely makes them feel like I'm going to get help. This thing's focused towards me. And it's super important with branding. I'll give an example. I was talking to someone who was doing a real estate video, and they had sent me a script. And they're like, hey, man, I'm starting, you know, a real estate thing, and I'm making a video for Facebook to try and reach out to people. And I remember I asked him, like, who his audience was. And I think he said it was buyers and sellers. So, and apparently he's explaining to me, I can't remember everything, but he was explaining the problem in the market where, you know, there wasn't enough, you know, homes to buy or to sell. I can't remember exactly how he balanced it, but I think he started off with saying something about himself, saying like, I just joined, you know, Keller Williams' team, and I'm this, I'm that, or something about himself. I can't remember all this stuff. And the problem was nowhere to be found. And I remember thinking, The statistics on ads, like, you get like no watch time at the beginning. If you're starting with yourself, like, there's no reason for them to listen. That selfishness of a person as they're, you know, focused on themselves, it's just true. It's just, and it's me too as well. Like, maybe when I'm watching an ad, you're going to want to hit them up front with that. When you're preaching, when you have a video in the service, if you're trying to build a compelling framework for content to be listened to and understood, you got to start with a problem or something that can derive this story and emotion and carry it through in a way that they could be benefited from. And so, yeah, went through the script and asked a question in the market for his market. You know, are you having trouble selling homes? You know, are you blah, blah, blah. Like, you direct it to them, and using the word you and things like that is super helpful. So that's kind of like the first kind of like thing when you're looking into developing a compelling story. I don't know, any thoughts on that as well, Luke?
Yeah. Well, talking about, you know, the problem, finding this problem, like you said, yeah, people are, we all are. We're very self-centric. And if you look at the story brand and the book and everything, they actually kind of look at the science behind that, and that it's really survival instinct. I mean, really, at the end of the day, you're just looking to survive. You're watching out for yourself. That's just how humanity is wired. And really, I don't want to get too theological or whatever, philosophical, but I mean, if people want to have an ultimate problem with that, well, ultimately who wired us that way is God himself. You know, I mean, there is a matter of a healthy level of self-care, self-concern. And so for those, I would say that to those critics out there who say, well, you know, bless God, we don't want to cater to selfishness or whatever. That's not really the point here. Is it's not saying that, you know, making it all about, because there definitely is an extreme of that where it's so much about making people feel good and whatever that, yes, I can see some issues with that. But like you said, when you lead it this way of saying, no, we're trying to identify a problem. We're trying to identify something, a problem that people are dealing with, and that what we'll get to that we in turn can offer the solution to. That appeals to, because if you think about it, that at the core of the gospel, that's what we're doing. Hey, here's a problem of sin, and we have the solution. We have the way out, if you will. And so, yeah, a lot of good stuff there about the problem. And I will say this when it comes to identifying what that problem is. I often encourage people, try to think of a specific problem that is identifiable with kind of, I guess I say a specific problem that's identifiable with a general audience. And so what is one thing that you can think of that most people are dealing with? And a lot of times that might change based on your particular campaign or, you know, or the nature of the video itself. So for example, if you're making a video, what comes to mind off the top of my head is something about, hey, we're offering some type of a financial class or small group, something like that. Well, hey, are you having money troubles? Not everybody is, but many people are. Many people are, and that's something that's, hey, that you can be very specific. You start talking about people's money, it gets people's attention. They say, yeah, I am. I'm in debt, or I'm just living paycheck to paycheck, whatever, fill in the blank, whatever it may be. So it's always good to try to think of a specific problem that's identifiable with a somewhat general audience. And that can help you as you kind of develop this story that we're talking about.
I love that. I love that. Well said. I love that. And when thinking about developing that story, and it's like, okay, you found the problem, you found that general audience and that topic you want to talk to. One of the next things that StoryBrand kind of brings up in developing that story is finding a relatable character to try and tell that through. Mm-hmm. It's one thing that we did at our church that, since we're kind of talking in church context, I'll just give you one specific example. We had Easter that was coming up. And we wanted people to make the community aware of Easter, but there's always, you know, those people are like, you know, you want everyone to be involved, especially as a pastor. You know, you love your church, you love the church family, and I mean, you're amped about Easter, you want people to come, and like, if you could just translate that energy and passion into another person, it's like kind of hard, or just your staff for that matter. It's like, man, I really want people to be excited about church. And one thing that we did is we played like the antagonist, right? And we had two characters in the video. They're actually played by the same person. We just did a split screen. But
nice.
This one dude had, we had these advertisements that were, they were these stickers, like window clings that went on your car. And I remember before, we had some people, you know, pick them up, but not as many as we wanted. So what we did is we had these two characters. You know, one was, you know, negative guy, one was a positive guy. And the dude, one guy's like, you know, he's all amped about Easter. He's like, yeah, I'm super amped about it. We're going to, you know, have Easter. He's putting the, you know, stickers on his car. And, you know, he tries to give the sticker to the one guy. He's like, no, man, I ain't gonna do that. You know, I'm going to put that nasty sticker on my car. It's perfect, you know. And you kind of doing it in a funny way to like make you think like, oh, that guy's dumb. It's just a sticker. He can put it on there, right? You know, why is he being so mean to the nice guy who's putting the sticker? Like you're showing like, hey, the dude who wants the sticker, I mean, he's the man. And the dude who doesn't, he just kind of looks, he's like, man, that does look kind of stupid if I'm like that. But we kind of framed this thing. We framed this character that was kind of relatable. Like people like thought it was funny. It was humorous. So they connected with it. And anyways, this dude's like putting all these stickers on his car. He literally puts decks out the entire car with stickers all over the entire things, hundreds of stickers. And he's like, and all he had left was just this last little sliver in his windshield where he could see through so he could drive. And he ends up driving away, and he like, you hear this crashing noise, and we like rolled a tire past the camera. I just had a sound effect. It's like, okay, he, you know, don't go overboard. And we're like, yeah, go stop by guest services, get your stickers today. We had an astronomical amount of people. The stickers were we had like, you know, we had thousands of stickers. They were all gone within the last service of that Sunday. I think we had like eight or something left. And that was astronomical in comparison to the last time. And we hadn't done something like that to try and get people to think about advertising or representing the church. But we basically used a character and a comparison to try and like really paint the picture of what was happening there. Like, come on, like, is it really that big of a deal for you to put a sticker in your car? And it really connected with the audience, finding like a character that you can relate to. So yeah. I don't know. It's just thinking of things like that is kind of neat and telling a story and an understanding kind of the direction where it's going. So I don't know if you have any thoughts on that as well.
Well, I was going to say, you know, when it comes to that video you're talking about, I'm probably getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but not only did he create a relatable character, but that relatable character created a good feeling in people. Obviously, that character in that case, he was kind of extremely positive, you know, a little bit too positive, you know, and whatever. And there was some humor involved with it. But overall, people, first of all, everybody thinks they're relatable, whether they really are or not. You know, everybody likes to think that they're that guy, that the cool guy that everybody relates to and wants to be their friend. Everybody, you know, deep down likes to think they're that person. And so to make them relatable, but then, you know, you threw those elements of comedy in and so forth. And overall, it just left people feeling good. And so, yeah, I can see why, man, they wanted to get involved. They wanted to get those stickers, you know, to advertise for Easter and whatnot, because they thought, man, I just have a really good feeling about these stickers. And so they went there. So again, like I said, I may be jumping ahead of myself a little bit there, but that really trickles back to, like you're saying, creating a relatable character in a scenario that ends with, you know, creating a good feeling there. Well, thanks again for joining us right here at Church Media HQ. We've been talking about Church Media HQ as far as what that means beyond just our podcast and YouTube content. We are providing creative content and resources for churches, things like designs, graphics, videos, and even creative coaching. And a lot of this is free, completely free of charge. If you head over to churchmediahq.com, you're going to learn more about these resources that we provide. And if you want a higher level of service and even more, look into Church Media HQ Premium. Church Media HQ Premium is the most affordable, full-service creative solution for churches. We're going to offer you, again, a collection of graphics and including source files and Photoshop files that you can edit yourself. And if for some reason that graphics collection doesn't have what you're looking for, then we're going to even deliver other graphics based and custom tailored to what your requirements and your specifications of what you need. We also include our video series and other video assets as part of the Church Media HQ Premium membership. And we offer priority coaching, which means you are going to be able to get on more coaching calls, get more help that are dedicated to your church specifically and helping you with your needs there. Again, just head over to churchmediahq.com if you are interested in either the free content or the premium content available through Church Media HQ. Well, until next time, I want to remind you, as always, you know what I'm going to say. In fact, you need to be the one saying it back to me. You know what it's time for. It's time that you try something new. Why? Well, because it is so much better to fail at trying the incredible than it is to succeed at doing just the average. We'll see you next time right here on Church Media HQ.